Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna be there.
everyone. This is Carly, and tonight at 5:30, we will have Trent Dawson from Another World. Adverbal Tunes, Zener Hospital. You know, I kind of have a crush on this guy, so, you know, so it's going to be fun. I'm going to bring my partner in crime on right now, Bobby. And
hey.
Bobby, you know, isn't it funny that we are on the radio show when two people are going head-to-head in the town hall meeting tonight? And I'm telling everyone, do not watch NBC. Do not give that son of a bitch ratings. No, right, Bobby?
Yeah.
I mean,
I could never understand what he was doing when he did The Apprentice, let alone running at the White House.
I mean, come on. You know, NBC, this show the true colors on who they are going for. There wasn't even, you know, a clear cut, you know, when you put dumb on it and when Mark Burnett, who says he's a Christian, who says he's, not sure he's voting for bullshit. This was produced by him. So I'm sorry, but NBC, you've lost your credibility as a statesman when you hold something for him when Biden had this lockdown. So about a month, we've seen all the ads for the last 2 months that Biden was going to do his town hall tonight. And another thing, everyone doesn't realize, okay, so Biden Trump had the virus, and now they are saying that, yeah, he tested negative first, and then he's positive, but he saw no signs of it. Okay, number one, this is so contrary to what this administration is doing to this country, Bobby, right? Because
that's right.
I don't know what's wrong with my memory, but I could have sworn that this administration, all the way back in January, called this a hoax, called this nothing. And so then when Trump gets this, that he gets this, and he says he's cured from it, he won't ever have it again. Okay. Problem I have with that is you're playing Muslim in love with so many people's life right now, and the fact he doesn't care, Bobby, right? He does not care what
That's
he's
right.
doing.
Exactly.
He just said, and I quote the other day, I will kiss everyone on the mouth, okay? Then let's go back to one thing he said 4 years ago that was on tape. He's a xenophobe, remember?
Right.
So now, but now he wants to kiss the mouth of every person that is going to vote for him? I mean,
I think if he's trying to pay the vote again, it's not going to happen again. And if he's trying to get help from a foreign country to win this election again like he did the last time, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, too, I am so sick and tired of everyone telling me that because I'm a Democrat now, and, you know, 4 years ago that forced my hand, Trump forced my hand, and now I have to vote Republican no matter what. But I've been with Joe Biden when he was in office with Obama, you know, and all this said that is coming out about the Ukraine stuff, there was no finding that Hunter Biden did anything wrong. Okay, if we want to talk about a minister's son that has done wrong, why hasn't Eric Trump and Don Zunu gone to jail? Why? Tell me this, someone. If someone has a very clear-cut answer, please call in to 1347-850-8721 and tell us, tell Bobby and I, you know, why go after, you know, Hunter Biden when we all know Don Jr. was doing that stuff in Russia, right, Bobby?
That's right. And Donald Trump Jr. came to Fayetteville, North Carolina, where I am, last weekend. And with what's going on right now with his family, why do you want to affect half of the city? Because when this guy came here a couple weeks ago, he may well have put half of the city in danger. I mean, I'm wearing masks, yes, I'm wearing masks and social distancing and all that, but I'm definitely not taking no chances outside of working out every day and doing anything that would cause me to get the virus.
Exactly. And, you know, the difference between Biden and, you know, the other guy, okay, because I could really say a bad name, but I won't. The difference between those two is Biden cares about everyone. Biden doesn't want to see all these people sick. Biden said if COVID-19 ends up hitting a second wave, he will shut down the country, which would have been this administration's first move. But no, they wanted to cover up. You know, I mean, we've been stuck in our houses. I have since late February because of this. There was no summer for us. There was no anything fun. I mean, yeah, but we didn't have the greatest interviews this summer. But didn't we pretty much work through our whole summer? If you think about
it.
And, you know, and, you know, if you think about it, NBC is, you know, just sending a clear message tonight who they are going for. And, you know, when we talk about NBC, okay, so the same network. The same network that is showing this false of a town hall meeting is the same one that will not get rid of Ron Caravati. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, I would love to see Trump, Giuliani, Ron Caravati, and, you know, the whole Trump family in jail, and I would love seeing all of them in jail together, wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't that be, like, an appropriate thing? Because I'm sorry, Dean of a Life, let's get out there. Kristen Afonso's last day was yesterday. Okay. Okay. Someone that's been on that.
I want to ask you a quick question on debt. Did they show it preempted because of the judge being sworn in by Congress?
Exactly. And this, you know what? And I'm sorry, but this Supreme Court Justice Amy Waddell is bullshit because the Democrats tried it when Obama was in. And it was too close to the election. And it was 9 weeks or whatever before that election. And What, they are doing, what, 20 days before the election? And somehow that's fine? No, it's not. And I want Ms. McConnell to lose his seat so bad that I wish I lived in that home state, because I would personally vote him out. Because he doesn't care. You know, and stop blaming the similar sex on Nancy Pelosi. Stop blaming her on this one. You know what? We could have one in September or August. But no, they've been dragging their feet. And the people really need the money. I mean, people are not working. A lot of people are working from home. And I don't think my nieces and nephews will see the light of day in their schools this year. I don't. I really think when we get hit with the second wave, with Bobby, do you believe there's a second wave coming?
I believe we might have already had it with some of these states reopening up, like Florida and some of the Sun Belt states.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll give you another example, and this is the reason why I got just one have to just vote our governor out. He had a press conference the same time that General Hospital was on for us in the area at 3:00. Now we're showing on the localish food channel, but however, they gave me another choice of watching it at 3:00 tomorrow morning. So I set the DVR that normally would run the rebroadcast of World News Tonight and the Kelly and Ryan show and the Cameron Hall show.
That's what I was gonna bring up too. But now in my area, they are saying live with Ryan and Kelly twice a day too. I just stumbled on it when I couldn't sleep. And because I always leave my TV on ABC, because if I wake up and, you know, I love Good Morning America, I feel like, you know, Michael Strahan, Robin Roberts, the Sipinopolis are a really good team over there. And, The View comes on.
I like Michael Strahan.
I love The View this year. I love that Sarah Haynes is back. I just love her because she brought some real stuff to it. And yes, congratulations on, you know, Meghan McCain's Dollar Liberty stage that she had 2 weeks ago. But in the same breath that Meghan was having her baby, you know, 2 weeks later, she loses her grandmother. John McCain's mom, Roberto, died like a couple of days ago. But she was 107. Now, you know, that is sad just because she probably didn't get to meet her, great grandkid because, you know, of COVID. And I don't know if there will be a funeral for her because of COVID. COVID has turned everyone's life upside down. Mm-hmm. And with the loss of people that is going on, you know, come on. And everyone out there, you need to get your flu shot. You really do. Bobby, did you get yours yet?
Not yet. I'm going to.
Okay, well, I already got mine. My mother forced me to, so, yeah.
I do want to say one thing that I found out off of SoulCentral.com. They had to shut down days because of this thing going on. Because one of the crew members, not the cast member, got the COVID. Now, as far as I know from what I've been told, Leo, who is now back on YNR as Kevin, had the COVID, and so had Bonnie on days. They both have had COVID, and there have been a couple of cases over in GH with Val and the former Nell. So,
I agree with you wholeheartedly on all this because, you know, you're right. And I just want to say congratulations to my team, my Seahawks. Oh, my gosh. The Vikings, we were playing the Vikings last. Yeah, I think it was the Vikings.
Last week.
The Vikings by 1 point.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed.
But let me tell you guys, you almost lost your host to Daytime After Dark because I nearly had a heart attack. My heart was going so fast during this game, like it was doing beep, boom, 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 and I really thought I was going to have a heart attack over this game. And 2 minutes left, and I finally put my head under my covers because I always watch the game in bed. It's really more comfortable watching TV in bed, in my opinion. And so I put the covers over me, and, you know, when we got that test down and when we went for that last test down in 15 seconds of the game, it was really heartbreaking for me. Did you see the game, Bobby? Or did you not get the game this week, Bobby? Bobby.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. The Swiss ball was being evil to us. But did you watch the Seahawks game?
I watched only about
Carly,
hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the game, but too many things on at the same time. A baseball game on. It was a basketball game on.
Oh!
So, I'm watching just a little bit of the game.
David is on the line too. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Yes. So we are waiting for Trent. I just wanted to give us a half an hour window because I didn't want to start up the show and then him come right on. Since we never have an interview at 5:30 ever, I just really thought, you know, I would go live at 5, and Bobby and I have been talking about everything.
Yeah.
You know,
now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I remember this, but the Seahawks, they have a bye this day.
Oh, really?
I think they were on
NBC on Sunday night on the, you know, the game of the week we were on NBC Sunday night, and it was one of those games where I am so happy we won. I'm really, really happy.
Seattle has a bye this week. I just checked. The Rays have a bye, New Orleans and the Chargers have a bye as well.
Yeah, most teams are not doing as well as we are this year.
Right.
But this year we are really coming for it. And so this week is a bye week, so I have no idea what I'm going to be doing with myself on Sundays.
I know one thing for sure, but I do have news, because I hear the Bears do play the Panthers, so if you want to support a former co-star and a fellow co-star in both of their teams head-to-head, that's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Fox. So I don't think it's going to be showing in your area
I love football. I've always loved football, but now more than ever, but it's still weird to me that our game was at home this week. And, David, do we have anyone on the 19th of November? David?
Hello?
Okay, he just dropped. I don't know what's his... maybe I can answer my own question. Okay, because we are going to be having a busy couple weeks. We are going to be having, a lot of people on, actually. And, this is a busy season. Next week, October 21st, is a new up-and-comer. Hey, David, you're back. Okay. And then, we will have Dan Zulli on October 22nd. And then Tammy Lockout on 20. What is Tammy on? The 22nd. And then the Carrie, Gisele is on the 29th of October. And also there are more people we are getting on the show all the time. We will bring you up to the minute interviews. And then on election night, you guys, I'm thinking no matter what time the election gets over, we are going to go on the air. They say Biden wins, which he will, then I think I want us to go on the air because after 4 years of this administration, we can breathe a little lighter and, vote. This is time to flip the Senate. This is time to get Ms. McConnell out of there. All these Republicans that want to say that this COVID wasn't real. All these governments that, were very crazy.
How long do you want to have the show on election night? Because it might be too late. We might be asleep.
We'll try to stay up, take a nap during the election day, so we can go. Case is breaking news. I want to come on air and celebrate. And, I think we really need to after 4 years of what we've been under. And now we have 2 more minutes until Trent comes on. And I just want to say a heartfelt goodbye, Kristen Alfonso, whose last day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I just want to ask you, because this week has kind of been strange over what's been airing because of the judge being sworn in. So I was wondering, did you all get days? Because I'm not sure we got days in some of the areas because of that.
We got days yesterday. I know that for sure because my grandma lost it. But I just want to say to Kristen and Fonzo, come back. Come back when there's a different writer on. I feel like Kristen and Fonzo was pushed out. I feel like Greg Vaughn was pushed out. I feel like so many characters because of this guy. And I'm sorry, I don't want to hear that if Corday Production, blah, blah, blah. No, no. If the writing, if the writing team, right, Bobby, that kind of wakes the story, right? I mean.
Exactly.
Mhm. And I'm sorry, but losing Kristen Alfonso, and I guess we just lost Melissa Reeves. She's not coming back either.
I'm angry.
She's
in Tennessee right now because of the COVID issues, and Kane is playing taking over the role as Jen.
So Boston Digest just confirmed
she won't be back. And Katie McClain was, I think, too old for that role. And that looks nothing like Jennifer, number one. What the most not smart thing to do. And so we are learning, in a sense, the Hope and Jennifer relationship. I don't know, you guys. It makes me want to call ABC, Miami, and let them have it. And,
Rafe and Gabby's staying, so they come back. Rafe and Gabby's come back. Rafe and Tyler taping it up, so.
And we are just waiting around for Trent Dawson.
He'll be in two minutes. He'll be here. In 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He just texted me.
How do you know?
He just texted me.
He's already 5 minutes late for me.
All right.
Okay.
I was going to say,
he'll be in 2 minutes.
Right. I don't think Will and Sonny is coming back in time soon because Freddie Smith had relocated with his fiance to do their podcast in Florida.
Yeah.
And I have listened to their podcast a lot, and they've been getting updates because this is where the breaking news of why they shut down Temple Week started.
Jennifer.
Yeah, you know, we is one of the greatest actors of our time, and we are losing her and Kristen Alfonso and Greg Vaughn and Sonny and Will.
Sonny and Will.
I mean, come on.
Right off them.
I mean, this is not Hello by Your Soap. Look at Jenna Hospital, people. They just had a great storyline with Mike Alzheimer's. I don't remember a storyline that had me compared like this in a year or two, and I cried all the way through it. And what made me upset was people saying that Jocelyn should not been there because they were not blood relations. And let me tell you, Carson kids, they don't think of Steph half and all that shit. And, the moment that, what's the name called? just the moment of Mike's death. Eden McCoy needs to win. Next year, Laura White needs to win. Manish Banal, Max Steele, Sadu. Everyone in that storyline gave it all, and they need to win. Why, Bobby?
I do agree, but I do want to say that Eden might have a little contender in the younger performance category with Allie on Days, because she had kind of a good storyline too. And Trip
also
the involvement.
Okay, but okay, Trent is finally here. My Trent is finally here. So I'm gonna put you two on hold. And okay, people. One of my favorite guys in daytime who is, I don't know. So be voted people's sexiest, you know, soap star, movie star of the decade. Trent Dawson is here, and all I can say is I'm going to figure out how to vote for him, and people may get the sexiest of the year. And so welcome, my friend Trent. Hey.
Hey, I've never heard that sexiest thing, but that's, you know what?
Yes, yes, that's actually a thing. And actually, I'm going to try and put your name in it because I'm sorry. But, you know, I know you're married, but come on, you're hot. You're still hot. You have
well,
not
I tell you
aged
what.
A bit, Trent. Oh.
I.
You,
well.
Oh, and, you know, this is a nice thing. And so how are you? I've been thinking about you through this whole online stuff. But it's still going on for you kids, right? Are they still doing it online? Or are they back in school where you guys are at?
Carly, I'm sorry, but you almost all of that got mixed up in some kind of signal problem, and you're just now back. Can you just repeat the question?
Yeah. So are your kids back in school, or are they still home doing everything online?
Well, my oldest is only 5, so he just entered kindergarten this year, and my youngest is 3. My other one is 3, so she's doing a little bit of daycare, but the kindergartner, we're lucky here because everyone's being really strict about the masks and stuff. And because of that, we're able to, he's able to go to school 4 days a week. And then we do 1 day of homeschooling for, that's the hybrid that they came up with. But I know other people have got a bit, lot more challenging hybrid. So we feel lucky.
Yeah. I mean, our state has not even opened up even for the hybrid. And as cases mount more now, you know, I told my nieces and nephew, I don't think you guys will be going back soon. And my heart is breaking for my oldest niece because she is her senior year. So she's so nervous about colleges. She's so nervous about not having to walk the graduation. And it's just really, I mean, I feel so sorry for her. So, yeah. So, have you been able to go back to work yet? Or is still closed down for you?
Well, it's weird because I did a short film here. Oh, gosh, we wrapped about a week ago. And, you know, it's tricky. All theater is closed. And most television and film is struggling. You know, I was just talking to John Lindstrom today, and his wife is Katie McLean. And he was saying, you know, Katie's, I think she's on Young and the Restless. They had to shut down for 2 weeks because of one infection. So it's really difficult to start any kind of film or television show. You might get hit, not just the infection, but then you have to shut down production for a couple of weeks, and that gets really expensive. So, there's not a whole lot going on in our industry right now. Most people are out of work. So, but I've been very busy, but just not with that. Yeah.
I mean, so you were talking John Lindstrom, John Lindstrom from General Hospital, and he was on As the Wind Turns, right?
Yeah. And I'm really good friends with him and Katie McLean. Yeah.
Yeah. Trent, if you want to make Carly happy and make it appear that you were 4 minutes late, you could always drop John a note to come on the show. I mean, I think that's, you know, you will be making up for your lameness. And I've always wanted to interview him, especially after the last 2 years on Veno Hospital, playing Ryan and Kevin. He's amazing. He is so...
He is an amazing actor.
Yeah. Amazing. So, yes. Am I using it? A connection? Yes. Am I ashamed of it? No. Yes. And so, besides the fact that I think, yeah, the plays and stuff have opened up here. I don't know how they're going to ever do Grey's Anatomy, because half of the thing they do for Grey's is they come up here in Seattle about twice a year to film, like, the Space Needle and all the, you know, fairies and stuff. And so I don't know when we are going to see really all primetime programs back either, because I don't know how they are going to even do that.
Yeah, it's a very challenging time.
Exactly. And if you want me to just keep treating Frank to bring you back on Veno Hospital, you know, I will in a hub. I have no shame in that, because, you know, I mean, yeah, and I know that would be taking a plane, but I figured out this. So just, you know, have Frank get you a jet and put you on a private plane. Then you won't be exposed, and you just look out there for like 3 weeks. But then your poor wife is stuck with the kids. But the only drawback to my little plan in my head is, since you're in New York, right? Oh,
yes.
You're not in New York. Where are you?
I am in New York. I'm just not.
Okay, so New Yorkers, isn't it true that you, if you go outside of New York, when you come home, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
Almost every state in the union now, we have to quarantine when we come back, because everybody else is sicker than we are now, unfortunately.
Well, yes, and, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't left Washington since last summer,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I've been dreaming of, like, Hawaii, California, or even New York, because I love it back there. I love New York. And New York, I fell in love with it the first time I was there. And so, like, I dream about going to New York. And, yeah, and my mom's like, no, you cannot go anywhere until this is over. So
yeah,
if I didn't have the radio show, I would be climbing the walls. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a homebody in itself. Like, I don't mind being home. But when it's gone all summer long and, you know, no crazy events, like, I didn't have a crazy event this summer, like something really crazy happening, you know, I just think that we need, hopefully we can get out of this sooner, better. So what would you like to do? I mean, are you going back to, you know, the web series you are in? I can't think of the name right now, but it's on Amazon. You know, the Miss Marvel.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't
are you
know
going
it.
Back?
No one knows anything. I mean, I heard that they have announced that they're definitely doing another. Or they, not definitely. Everything's in pencil. No one puts anything in pen now. But they're hoping to start the next season. But what happens with it, everything's so up in the air, Carly. It's like, we don't know. You know, we really just don't know.
I mean, this is really weird being not knowing. And it was funny, well, not funny, but the other day I was on Twitter. And, like, I'm always on Twitter, but Colleen Zucker was on at the same time. And I invited her on the show, and I told her you were going to be out here. And she's like, what time? I'm like, I gave her the time, and she's like, oh, I wish you would tell me sooner. And so I'm hoping I can do an interview with her, like, later on. That would be a really good interview. I haven't got to interview her yet, so I've been wanting to interview her so many years. So, yeah, hopefully that will happen. And I think the American people need to see you back on NCIS LA. Okay, maybe it's not people, it's just me. Because you did such a great job on that show, and I loved it.
I think I got killed on both the NC. I did NCIS and NCIS LA, and I think I got killed on both of them. And in fact,
yeah,
NCIS, I think I got killed.
They could bring you back as the evil twin or something.
I played a guy who pretended to be someone else, and they were going to hire another actor. And they said, why don't we just have Trent play both parts? And I said, fine, I'll do that. That sounds like fun. And so that's what I did. But I ended up killing myself and then getting killed by someone else.
Okay. I will write NCIS LA, don't worry. And I will come up with a great story for you.
Okay.
And I will make sure you're in, like, Chris O'Donnell's orbit. Only because I've had a crush on him since I was, like, 14. And I would love to interview him. I mean, I probably, you know, would be shy at first. But I love Chris O'Donnell. I love Cousy. I love NCIS LA. And no, people, I haven't finished last season because I figured I didn't know when they would be back. And I figured if I watched all the primetime shows in the summer, I didn't know how long I would have had to wait. So, yeah, my TiVo is still full of that. But, you know, I will get to it, you know, I don't know, sooner than later, I guess. And I know I still hug you. I really need to probably bring on the boys. But, you know, like I said, once this COVID is over, Carly's going back to being selfish with a guest. Okay? Until COVID is over, I will be nice and bring the boys on. But as soon as COVID is over, Trent, yeah, you and I will be talking forever. But since, number one, I know it's 9 o'clock almost there, back there. And, and you probably won't watch the debate of the town hall, but, you know, hopefully you're going to watch ABC and not NBC. That's all I'm going to say about that. And let's see. Who's been nicer to me lately, David or Bobby? Well, I think I will put David on just because he booked you. Yes. Yes. Hey, David.
Hi, Trent. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing all right down here in Florida, going crazy.
Yeah.
It's being safe down here in Florida, and it's trying to stay safe. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. Yeah. I mean, we just, there's a lot of people that have family in Florida. I have family in Florida. That a lot of people in New York have family in Florida, and we're just really worried about Florida because it just seems like things are getting just worse and worse down there. So stay safe, man. It just,
I know.
It's
getting a little better, but not better, but it's just a little better. I think that's three voice. Yeah. Well, if you do come out of your hospital, they need to put you with your mother, Lynn Herring. See, I missed that scene with you with Lynn Herring. That's what we wanted. Yeah, they had no team together on Dear Hospital and Herring.
I know, I didn't. You're right. And I'm sorry for that. I wish we had. Maybe we can talk to Frank about that.
Yeah. We'll make it down, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yes, I mean, yeah, we still want that to happen. And I know he's crazy probably for Terry right now because he has older kids. And it's probably crazier than ever for her schedule. But yeah, we will really love having her on, you guys together, because, you know, if Adler Woodson made a movie, it should just put Henry and Katie back together. And I'm already apologized to Brad, her husband, but you guys made more sense to me in my head, so yeah. David, is there anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, what would I request Ann Herring? I'm such a big fan of her. I love her. I mean, love her. I'm a big Ann Herring fan. What would I work with her?
Oh, what was it like working with her? Well, it was a long time ago, and she sort of stepped into World Turns as my mom, and I think it was a lot of fun for her because she hadn't played any – I mean, she had been in one role for a while, and then to come in and play someone like Henry's mother was a real difference, and I think she had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with her. She's a sweetheart, and I ran into her, you know, a few times when we were in Southern California, and I couldn't have asked for a better person to play Henry's mom. She was great.
I know, yeah, you're awesome. I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. And you're also invited to my birthday bash we have next month on November 23rd. You'll be up.
Yes. Don't worry. I was going to send the invitation. Don't worry. I'm on it, except it's not November yet. So I figured I will wait until November 1st, and then I will be starting the invitations. Because people will forget right now. So I will bring on Bobby. So, David, I will put you on hold. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good. Yeah. It's a beautiful night here.
How's Terry doing since last we talked?
Terry? She's doing really good. I spoke to her actually like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was working on something, and I wanted to ask her if she wanted to get involved. And she's doing really good. She's really, you know, that QVC thing they've been busier than ever because of COVID, because people are just ordering everything to their house. So she's been so busy, but I think very happy.
Yeah, I joked with her that was Amazon before Amazon came into existence.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. They were Amazon way before Bezos came along. You're right.
Yeah. But I don't want to get tempted by watching one of her presentations late at night or early in the morning and get tempted to call in, because next thing you know, I'm maxing out a $1,000 credit card bill on stuff I don't need.
Exactly. She's a very good saleswoman. She will make you buy stuff that maybe you don't need. You know? She's very good at it.
I cannot imagine her just knocking on my door at 9 o'clock in the morning offering stuff. But I would just say, I know you from the soaps. I just invite her in for some coffee or whatever she drinks during the morning time, and just see what she talks, what she has to offer. Did you get a chance to work with Lynn on General Hospital? I know you talked about how you worked with her on As the World Turns, but did you get a chance at all to work with her on General Hospital?
I didn't, and we were just saying that, talking to David about that. I wish I had. It would have been interesting, considering that they put us together in World Turns, if the writers had decided to put us together, and I'm sure a different capacity on GH, and that would have been really cool. I think they really, you know, at least the first time around, really square me, put me in with Maura, which was, I couldn't have asked for a better introduction to GH than working with her.
Well, it was a great reunion. And I think for a brief time, Wally Kurt was on there before he started to focus on Days and GH, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Anyways, I just, maybe, because it would have been nice to just be carried back with all the characters she brought from One Life to Live on that show, since, and that would have been a nice, interesting reunion, but I know she's busy with QVC and with East Coast Kids, and unless Austin decides to rejoin Days, it's not going to probably happen anytime soon.
It's hard to say. With, I mean, like I said, it's so hard to know what's going to happen with COVID. And I think because people are scared to travel, that if they were to bring Austin out or me out or Terry out or something like that, it's just a lot of risk, you know. Like I said, if they brought us out and then we got something on the plane, well, then they have to stop production or change everything. It's just it's a really scary investment for the people that have to put up the money to make these shows right now.
Right.
So,
I know that. Yeah, because I know that Boom shut down the festival.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So I think, I'm saying. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It was great to hear from you, and you're welcome back to the show anytime.
Yeah, you're totally welcome. Anytime David had to go for some reason. But Trent, I want to ask you one more question before we go. Okay. So do you find yourself going more in the kitchen than ever? Because basically if you're home, the kitchen is speaking to me. And, you know, like, even if I'm not hungry, I'm able to find something to snack on. Are you having the same problem?
My wife and I call it the quarantine 15. And I have to say,
yes,
it is so hard not to shove food in my face. And, you know, I'm right there with you, Carly. And I know we're not alone, that the kitchen calls my name. And I fight it, and I fight it, and my goodness, if it doesn't just, oh, gosh, it's hard. It's hard. Man.
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, I'm not a cook, you know, but my mom sent over, like, some Rice Krispie treats with chocolate and chocolate chips and peanut butter that are to die for, and like every time I walk past the kitchen, they are calling me. So I think this COVID is gonna be, gonna be messing with people's heads for a while or two. But I think it's gonna be messing with people's waistline once this is over. And I also think, okay, next month is Thanksgiving. And my mom and dad usually send us this mass email of what we are doing for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I just have a feeling that we are not doing anything. So yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get my mashed potatoes. Okay, turkey is okay. Okay, I more like the Christmas because we have prime rib and fondue and everything crazy. But since they are cracking down here in Seattle, saying if you don't live with the person, we should not go over there for dinner. Since I'm on my own, I'm like, okay, this is going to be the greatest holiday for people because they are not going to be able to spend the holidays with anyone. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be crazy, I think. So, yeah. Do you guys know what you guys are going to do yet? Or,
we're not going
are
anywhere.
Are you having the
same
discussion?
We're not going to go anywhere, but I have a feeling other people are, maybe not from my area. But I don't know. I mean, I hope people will keep it a quiet festive holidays, but I have a feeling that people are going to spread out, and I don't know. I think it's going to be rough fall and winter with this virus, but
I do too.
Yeah.
And I mean this, if this goes into February, that means I've been in this a year. And I keep dreading that thought. But if they always canceled the Oscars, you know, from Zoom, when they canceled the Oscars, it's to tell people something. I mean, the Oscars will be on this year, which is weird. So everything's weird. But yes, we want you to come back. And when you talk to Terry and Austin, tell them they can come back anytime. and let me know what Don Lindstrom says, because Bobby and I both want him on. Right, Bobby?
Yes.
I will talk to him. I think there might be an announcement coming, Carly, about a big event. I don't know how big. That's going to bring a few World Turns people together. So I'm going to let you know when I know. I should know when
Okay, yeah, send me a message when you know.
And
okay, have a great night.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we lost David, you guys, because he had to go find out who wins Big Brother. Big Brother is on, you know, and so he left us, Bobby. He left us.
Oh.
He left us.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I mean, we get locked out, don't we? Bobby, what are you doing tomorrow night? Because we both have plans. So what are you doing this weekend since we won't have a show tomorrow?
Well, I'm probably just going to watch some football games and just relax.
Are you watching football games all weekend?
Yeah, the college and then the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, my team is not playing this week. So it's going to be weird because I don't know how I'm going to go for this week. But I think we need to get a bookie because we could be winning money off the Seahawks, Bobby. I mean, like,
I don't
winning.
Know if Ruggs has turned this into a gambling
we could be with.
Line.
We could be with, you know, and, you know, I asked my father to find me a bookie, and he said no, which I was so surprised. He said no. So we are going to say goodbye for tonight.
All right.
And then we will be back on next week, October 21st, 22nd. Oh, Bobby, have you ever had a crown on? Have you ever had to have a crown put on ever?
For a tooth?
No, a crown, you know, on your teeth. Have you ever had a crown?
No, I never had bad teeth. I never had that point.
Well,
I
have my first crown. I'm getting my first crown on October 22nd, the same day we have the interview. And I asked my parents if I could be drugged, but no. I have to just, I mean, they will numb me, which is good, but, you know. So, yes, you know, that's going to be crazy. And we will have a great weekend. And everyone just relax and take a moment and enjoy the view and kiss up on your sleep.
All right.
Okay, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.